This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring retired FBI special agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
Rex Heerman officially being charged with a fourth murder, this time Maureen Brainerd Barnes, 25 years old when she passed away, and one of the bodies found there on Gilgo Beach for many, many months now. It's been speculated, well, will he officially be attached to this one? And the answer is yes. Joining us to discuss, Jennifer Coffendaffer, retired FBI special agent. Any surprise to you at all that this one was attributed also to Rex Heerman?
No surprise at all. But I think there were some nuggets, that were gleaned, certainly. And I also, for me personally, just looking at these victims, it was interesting just to really highlight who Maureen Brainerd Barnes was. She was 25 years old, but she was also the mother of two. And she wasn't just a sex worker. She was also a casino dealer. She did not do her business where she lived. She commuted and typically worked out of hotels. But on this occasion, she did what they call an out call, mm-hmm. as opposed to doing it in the hotel room. So, anyway, I just felt like, the picture of her, I always call her the swoop girl, because her hair was just, she wore it swooped mm-hmm. over kind of over one eye, and that mischievous smile. I just, to me, I just wanted to look at who this human was that he mm-hmm. Supposedly took the life of.
Let's talk about some of the evidence that is against him on this. What's been standing out to you? Because, yeah, there has been some new nuggets dropped as we've learned about this arrest and how they came to that conclusion.
Well, I think one of the nuggets, of course, this is one that had Asa Ellerup's DNA, a hair strand on her. And also, this is some of the details we're learning regarding the restraints. She had three restraints that were found, and the belt that was restraining the lower part of her body, which I thought it was interesting how detailed they were, right? Mm-hmm. Ankles and legs and feet. So I was just kind of picturing this whole apparatus that would have been used, and then a hair in the buckle that was Asa Ellerup's. Mm-hmm. So, that was, I think, an important detail.
And that, here we go again with the evidence that was found, the DNA strands that were found, Asa Ellerup's. This isn't the first time her DNA has been found, or her hair strands have been found on a body that attributes right back over to the Heuerman house. Not saying she's involved in any of this, but I am saying, I don't know if it was the other way around and Rex's hairs were found, I think someone would be having a little more questioning going on surrounding them and their, I don't know, what they know, when they knew it, involvement, if there is any whatsoever. I'm still kind of baffled here that there hasn't been a questioning of Asa Ellerup even to this point.
Well, to your point about the hair, so Maureen Brainerd Barnes, a hair, Megan Waterman had two mm-hmm. of Asa Ellerup's hair. If you look at Megan Waterman, she also had Rex Heerman's hair. And then interestingly, Amber Costello, which I think is such strong, powerful evidence, had Victoria's hair, mm-hmm. Their daughter. And yeah. The reason I think that that's so important to know is because it really just links him over and over and over again to these dead bodies. Very yeah. specifically, when you find DNA and hair on a dead body that otherwise you would have never known that person, it's so strong.
Well, and what do we know about these bodies when they were placed there? Were these four bodies placed at the same time, or were these dropped off in the same area, location, in on separate days and separate incidences?
Well, certainly separate days and separate incidents. In fact, the first to be murdered of the Gilgo Four was actually Maureen, mm-hmm. 2 years in advance of the next victim, which really begs the question, what was he doing in that 2-year hiatus? Mm-hmm. Was he just not killing anybody? Or are there other bodies that could be attributable to him someplace else? We know that in regard to the Lisk killings, those came later. But I'm curious about that time frame, 2008, the end of 07, and before the next murder was committed in 09. What was he up to? Or did he take a hiatus, much like Dennis Rader took a hiatus?
I think we're making a really big assumption, assuming that there was a hiatus, just because we haven't necessarily found other bodies at that moment in time that we can attribute to him. Are you feeling that same way, or do you think there is a chance that this guy did take a hiatus? He doesn't seem like it just doesn't seem, I guess, from what we know of him in character, to suddenly, well, I got this appetite here, and now I don't, now I do, after several, it doesn't seem, I don't know, plausible.
Well, it's interesting, though, that some of these killers do that, mm-hmm. and they exercise control over this, you know, mad passion to murder.
Yeah.
And sometimes things happen in their lives. I think it would be very interesting to look at exactly what was going on in Rex Heurman's life during that time frame that might help answer that question. But certainly law enforcement needs to continue looking at all the places he was in those years, because I think those would be the big years for possible other victims to be found.
I would completely agree. And God only knows where else and what else. I think this may be one of those where for years and years to come, there may be more that continue to be attributed to him, even after he goes through trial for these.
Sick of the ads?
We are too.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.